No, I'm sure there's more, but Randy's pretty notorious. What's the weather doing down there, Phil?
Crappy. It's overcast, kind of stormy clouds. Most of it's already passed through to appear as I'm coming up towards Davison. It's, you know, to the south, it's darker clouds and stuff than to the west. The west, it's all hazy and cloudy, but it doesn't look like it's going to, you know, thunderstorm or anything stupid like that.
I'm going to tell you right now, here, the sun is just burning down, but it wasn't earlier, so we'll see what's going on with that. I'm going to look at the Doppler here in a minute and see, but I don't know. So far I can't complain. I haven't been rained on yet. I got a buddy that stopped by a little bit ago, and he's got a gun dealer permit he just picked up, and he's got a couple extra permits, federal permits, if you know what I'm saying. He showed me some stuff. It's folded down in a backpack. It's full auto.
Oh, wow, that's wild. I don't know what it would be. But, during the gun laws that changed back in the 60s, they made it where you couldn't take any new firearms into the fold, so to say, that were full auto that us mere mortals could own. So that's why, like, an old school M16, hell, 20 years ago was like 10 grand or some crazy thing like that. But, you know, that doesn't stop, like, the people in the CIA or FBI and stuff like that from having modern new full automatic weapons. But just the regular guy like you or me has to get the stamp, and you have to buy an old school one that's in the pool, so to speak, that is allowed to be doled out if you have the proper stamps and stuff.